Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Elena, E-L-E-N-A, Simon, S-I-M-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Simon as described in our report of 122-22, paired that pertained to injuries she allegedly sustained at work on 9-19-20. Paired she now evidently claims she was injured again at work on 112-23. Paired, however, she would not complete her intake questionnaire at the instruction of her attorney. Paired accordingly, her personal experience with this accident was not made available. Paired new paragraph, per the record supplied, she filed a claim petition alleging on 9-19-20 she slipped and fell in a resident's room. Paired as a result, she believes she injured her left ankle, knee, and leg, as well as right thumb. Paired first report of injury was completed. Period. She filed another claim petition alleging on 1-12-23 she was pulling resident's clothes racks, causing her left knee to swell. Paired treatment records show she was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 2-6-23. Paired he wrote she was currently being treated for her left knee and had been diagnosed with post-traumatic arthritis. Paired upon exam, she had an antalgic gait and tenderness over the medial joint line. Paired she does not have instability. Tavares and valgus testing. Paired a corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee. Paired they also discussed further treatment options. Paired on 3-6-23, he wrote she was, quote, bone on bone, period, end quote. An Orthovisc injection was administered without complication, period. He noted having done surgery on 5-7-21 involving partial medial and lateral meniscectomy. Period, it showed degenerative changes in her medial compartment with a chronic ACL tear. Period, she then followed up with him for the remaining Orthovisc injections, 3-3-20-23. Period, on 4-17-23, she described reporting marked improvement. Period, he cleared her for full duty. Period, she was looking for a new job. Period, no follow-up was scheduled. Period, however, on 8-17-23, Dr. Lipschultz performed another evaluation. Period, he explained she does have osteoarthritis that will be progressive. Period, any deformity in her knee is secondary to this. Period, she is doing well and not having significant pain. Period, he again recommended observation only. Period. New paragraph. On 1-23-23, Dr. Lipschultz performed a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He wrote clinically she had a flare-up of her traumatically induced arthritis. Period, he did feel further evaluation and treatment was indicated related to the incident of 9-19-20. Period, he would recommend a cortisone injection as she had responded well in the past to this. Period, if she does not respond long-term, then he would consider visco supplementation. Period, physical exam. General appearance, she was wearing a knee brace that was removed after gait was assessed. Period, she declined completing her questionnaire per her attorney. Period, she states the injury in 2023 involved her delivering clothes while pulling on a rack. Period, she had left knee pain with and swelling with no fall or direct trauma to it. Period, she did undergo various treatment, including corticosteroid and visco supplementation injections. Period, she added that she is working somewhere else now than where she was at the time of the injury. Extremities upper, normal. Extremities lower. She remained in her sweatpants and simply rolled them up, limiting visualization proximally. Peer inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee with mild swelling. Period, there was no atrophy or effusions. Period, range of motion of the left knee was from 0 to 60 degrees of flexion. Period, motion of the right as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period, there was superficial tenderness about palpation about the medial left knee, but there was none on the right. Period, knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lower sacral. She changed positions slowly, but declined attempting to squat and rise. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Elena Simon alleges to have been injured at work, first on 9/19/20, as described in my prior report. Period, she also more recently claimed an injury to the left knee on 1/12/23. Period, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz and accepted a variety of injections with significant improvement. Period. He discussed treatment options with her, noting she had, quote, bone-on-bone, end quote, disease. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found she had decreased range of motion about the left knee. Inflection, but extension could be accomplished fully. Period. She ambulated without antalgia or limp. Period, she did not use an assistive device for ambulation. Period, she did wear a knee brace. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency on the first exam will be inserted as marked. Period. With respect to the 1/12/23 event, there is 0% permanent partial disability. Period. On that occasion, she sustained a mild soft tissue exacerbation of her underlying arthritis. Period. This was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree. Period. And that is the end.